time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Carbon County Commissioner Casey Hopes. We're going to talk about some surplus that they're going to get rid of at the old Senior Citizens Building down on Carbon Avenue. Plus, we're going to talk about what's coming to that Senior Citizens Building. Some fun stuff, great stuff on the way to Carbon County and to the whole area. Casey, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Dave, it's great to be here with you.
Let's start off with really what happened with the Senior Citizen Center, what you guys decided to do with it. Maybe some people have not heard or know.
Perfect. So we had an opportunity to sell the old Senior Center. Carbon County just doesn't have the money to fix it up. So we had this opportunity to sell it. We put it out for bid, and we had a bidder bid on it. It's Euro Antique Treasures out of Salt Lake, and he has basically an antique store. He bought a lot of antiques out of Europe. So these are bookshelves.
There's really old
everything.
Paintings,
I went on his
wooden
furniture.
And see what he has.
This is all historic nature stuff. Kind of like a really expensive DI. And he's bringing that whole his whole collection to Carbon County. He's going to put it in the old Senior Citizen Center. And it's going to be a great opportunity for our community. He actually has quite a following throughout the U.S. People travel for quite a distance to come look at his inventory, and we're really excited about this. So that's really the opportunity. But for us, it creates a little bit of a challenge. We've stored in our old buildings all of the stuff that we no longer use, chairs, desks, giant bean bags and different things. We also have things like pool tables and washers and dryers. Some of those things we're going to set out on the curbside and say it's free. We just need to get rid of it and get it out so that he has room to come in. And then some of it, look on our public website, the public surplus website, and look for like the pool tables and the things that actually have a little bit of value. We're not trying to get rich off those, but we certainly want to get what they're worth and move them to somebody that can make them a good home.
So the clean out starts really on Wednesday, you were saying, and then the people can swing by. You even said if we're not out there and there's stuff out there and you want it on Wednesday, go ahead and take it. But in earnest, it really starts on Thursday, correct?
Yeah, so Thursday and Friday, basically through the whole weekend. Anything that's left out there is fair game, first come, first serve. We would ask that you don't go under the awnings at the. We're going to try and mark everything off. Some of that stuff is the Boys and Girls Club. There's a couple nice picnic tables. Please do not take those. There's some little sheds that they have some of their gear in. Those are not for sale. But anything that's clearly set out in the parking lot itself is fair game.
Okay, and this is really just, once again, as you said, just surplus items that the county needs to get rid of, and they'll just be out there, and if you want them, go ahead and take them on Thursday and Friday of this week, the 8th and 9th, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So you've got that coming up, and then at the commission meeting when this all took place, you said it was kind of going to happen pretty fast, and it is going to happen really fast, isn't it, as far as him taking possession of the building and all that?
Yeah, so it's about 30 days from the signing of the contract that we're going to turn over the keys. That's why we're trying to get everything out of the building. And we've made arrangements with the Boys and Girls Club, so they'll be out of the building at the same time. And it's going to happen quick. Hopefully, everything that he's promised or made mention of doing, you know, with renovating the building and possibly having some other things that highlight his building, if those happen, this will be a great thing for our community, and it'll really put us on a good spotlight on our community.
It will, and there was even mention during the thing of a he's doing, I think it was a show up in, they were basing it was out of Salt Lake. They were redoing a mansion or something in Salt Lake, and they got most of the stuff from him. And a television crew was following him around.
Yeah, so Chip and Joanna Gaines, they have a network. I think it's the Magnolia Network.
Yeah, Magnolia
Network. And he's in discussions, and that's one of the things I was alluding to, is he's in discussions with them about having them follow him down here and watch the transition of the building and things. And if that happens, it'll be really good for our community. People will travel to see the renovations that happened, and it really put a spotlight on our community. Maybe there will be other things that they show throughout the community. So
it really will. And you know, the possibilities for this are really endless. People were talking about the fact that, you know what, come on down and you can go antiquing through this place, and you know, bring your mountain bikes and head on out and just go and have a great weekend, really.
Yeah,
and a lot of people do that, and they enjoy it. And he has, as you said, he has quite a following.
Absolutely. Both he and the Chipangans, that network, have a pretty good following. It's a pretty popular, those DIY networks are really popular. I know my wife watches them, and I don't like watching them because it creates work
it
for
makes
me.
Work for you and for me both, you know. If I hear my wife say shiplap one more time, I'm going to lose my mind, but you're absolutely right. So that's great stuff that's coming. Once again, they're going to be cleaning out the Senior Citizen Center this week, and then Thursday, Friday, the 8th and the 9th, anything that's out there within, you know, that's not marked off or anything like that, head on down and, you know, it's yours, right?
That's right.
So, and then if you're interested in other things, they'll be on the surplus website for the county. You can do that. And then a great, great business opportunity coming to Carbon County. That's a great thing.
Yes, it's awesome.
Anytime you can talk about that, that's a good thing.
That's right. There are good things happening in our community, despite COVID and despite the civil unrest. There are just good things happening. We have a great community, and it's a pleasure to serve. It's been awesome.
All right. Casey, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate it. And I don't know, are you going to go down and roll up your sleeves and go clean out a building today?
I plan on being there because somebody's going to make the decisions of what goes on the website and what doesn't.
Is that a decision you want to make, though?
I don't know.
All right, Casey, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thanks.
That's Casey Hopes, Carbon County Commissioner. Now, if you have any more information, or if you're looking for more information on videos like this, you can always go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.